is the Panthers Pulse, an inside look at the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League, exclusively at Panthers.com.
It's radio, it's television, and it's on the web. We call it Panthers Pulse. It's Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with Brian Strickland, senior writer from Panthers.com. He's trying to crack me up. And Max Henson, staff writer from Panthers.com. Guys, we are back here, and briefly, because we got to get this show done and get out to the practice field, because this is one abbreviated week with the Panthers playing their preseason finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers this Thursday night on the road in Pittsburgh. And boy, when we talk about practice this week, guys, some real good signs on the practice field. I think that taking it on the chin from the New England Patriots was a good thing for this team. And before we get into that, Brian, just talk about what's the latest on Cam Newton.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other side of the coin out of practice this week is, you know, Cam moving around well yesterday, being involved mentally with everything going on with the team, in some ways begins to prepare for Tampa Bay in week one as much as the Steelers on Thursday night. But, you know, obviously, I think everybody listening to this probably is aware of the rib injury he suffered. You know, looking good for week one. You know, just another setback, of course, as he tries to get some extra time in with his receivers and his offense before the opener.
Max, you were there at the game against the Patriots. I mean, it was obvious that something was wrong. And Cam was brave and tried to get back out there and play again. And but now is a chance for him to step back and really heal. And it may actually help the ankle as well.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, he needs to step away. And because as Ron Rivera said, he was very, very sore when he came in to the building after that Patriots game. As you mentioned, sat out one play and came back into it, and they later found out, and this is kind of crazy. Of course, everyone asked, was he wearing a flak jacket? And he was. And Ron was saying he got hit right in a spot where two shells kind of meet, and in that one spot is where the rib got hit. So they thought it was fine, just got hit hard, the wind knocked at him a little bit, but then they found there was that fracture there, and it just takes time. It's one of those injuries where you just need a little time for that to heal. But it's not a long-term thing. You know, it's something that he can come back from relatively quickly, but as of right now, they just need him to stand off to the side and let that thing heal as best it can to get him ready for the regular season opener.
And sadly, it happened on a play where he was trying to get down. You see it there. He's trying to actually get down. And I tell you, you know, everybody talks about slide and protecting yourself. It's hard for a 6'5" man to get down to floor level. I mean, it's like going in a grocery store. I mean, I can get anything off the top shelf.
Right.
But, you know, when they have pork and beans on sale and they're down on the bottom shelf,
right?
You know, my kids are too tall now. They've grown, so there's nobody there. I'm going to have to hire somebody to get my stuff off the shelf. But, you know, and Cam certainly will do everything he can to protect himself, and this team will protect him as well. Well, that leaves Derek Anderson on baby watch and backup duty and starting duty for this Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting situation. Derek somehow found time to talk to us yesterday between everything going on, between preparing for the Steelers, preparing for the Buccaneers in week one, and preparing for the birth of his first child. Ryan Vermilion, the head athletic trainer, is kind of a lifeline to his wife during practice. She could call at any minute. She's overdue. I don't know if there's a charge for being overdue for delivering a baby, but it was due Saturday. So it makes for an interesting situation for Thursday, potentially, because obviously he wants to be there for that. You do have a healthy Joe Webb. This just in, he could play quarterback the whole game. That is certainly an option. Yeah, he has done that before.
Yep.
But then also, you know, Matt Blanchard suffered a concussion, or is in the concussion protocol, at least, coming out of the Patriots game. So that's an interesting time at quarterback, I would say.
It is, isn't it, Max?
It absolutely is. I mean, it definitely, as you said, Brian, I mean, Joe Webb is a one guy who might have to play a significant amount of snaps in that preseason game, which he's capable of doing. I mean, Ron said he just better not get hurt if he's the only one that's out there. And there are some emergency plans that will be kept secret in the event they need to go to him. But, hey, I mean, Joe Webb, he's been wanting to play quarterback. You know, he's impressed in this preseason. good opportunity for him to really showcase himself.
And that will definitely be one of the things we'll follow at practice, this whole scenario, who's there, who's not, because this week has been, you know, a lot of news about who's practicing and who's not. Let's get to our fan question, our Krispy Kreme Hotlight app question.
Yeah, one of those guys who returned to practice after being sick the other day, Byron Bell. We got a question from Steven Atkinson, who says, to talk about Bell, is he the answer at left tackle? He looks good as far as I can tell, but I don't have the benefit of game film or seeing his work up close. So, Mike, I think that one's for you.
Yes. Yes. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go to bat here, because when we talk, everybody's referring to, I'm sure, sacks in that game against the Patriots. Okay, one, you're playing a hybrid 4-3, 3-4 defense, which is always confusing. And I'm not making excuses. But here again, when you see a sack in a game, it doesn't necessarily always fall at the foot of the offensive lineman. And here again, I had this conversation with a coaching buddy of mine yesterday. And the thing about it is, when they're bringing it 7 and we're blocking 5, there's an issue. That ball has got to come out. And I'm not saying that was the cause. But sacks can fall on the whole offense.
Right, right.
I mean, the receiver who is standing there and he's got blitzes is responsible for being running hot.
Right.
And a lot of things go into that. But as I watch Byron Bell, and here's the thing that jumped out at me about Byron Bell after that game. He said, last year I would go into a shell if this happened. He said, I'm mature, I'm older, and I can handle it, and I will bounce back.
Yeah.
Just hearing that.
Right.
Because believe it or not, guys, in my time here with the Panthers, I have actually seen an offensive lineman, no name, I won't mention any names, reduced to tears.
Mm-hmm.
Not on his current roster, I'll just leave it at that, over a bad game. But Byron stepped up, he talked on radio, he talked to us on TV, he talked to the general media, and he said, hey, I had a rough start to that game,
right,
but I will bounce back. And to me, that tells me a lot about Byron Bell.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. And it's not, I mean, to go back to part of what you said, too, I mean, it's not all on him. It's not a disastrous game, either. It's not something that you can't get bounce back from. I didn't come out of that game thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, what are we going to do at left tackle here? I mean, and, you know, sacks do happen here and there. This just in, it happened 60 times for the Panthers last year. So no reason to panic when you see a sack here and there.
And it is preseason, and they have gone back to work. And I tell you, the thing I saw, Max, I was around for the first time the offensive line fired off and hit the sled this week, and there was some madness in it.
Yep. Yeah, I think what you said at the start of the show, Mike, will be interesting to watch. The Panthers obviously humbled a little bit, disappointed in the final score against the Patriots, and this is not going to be your typical fourth preseason game. Ron wants these starters to get out there and play a little bit, so we'll see maybe an attitude up front, especially, you know, getting guys like Nate Chandler back who didn't play against New England, and we'll see about Trey Turner's availability. I mean, people are making some judgments about that offensive line at the Patriots game. Let's remember that those two also are going to play a pretty important role on that right side. So we'll see how it looks when they get back into the mix.
I think a lot of our questions dealt with the residual effects from the Patriots game.
Right.
I mean, we could kind of get that tone that Panther fans out there a little bit uneasy after seeing that game. And Brian, everybody surrounded with this team was uneasy as well. But they came back to work with a different focus. Did you notice practice?
Yeah, I mean, immediately, you know, the message was, you know, this. I don't know if I'd use the term wake-up call. I mean, you know, you lose games in the preseason and you move on. But, you know, as far as individuals, it's a lessons learned type of situation. I'm sure film study, there were a lot of things for the coaches to point out. And it's much better to be in a position to do that after a preseason loss than a regular season loss, obviously.
Yeah, Max, I had a brief conversation with our general manager after the game, and he felt like it would be a good thing.
Yeah, no, I think so. And I think, you know, it's all part of the process of this team kind of building and growing towards that, you know, that week one game. And it's all part of that. Another part of the process, as we know, is reducing the roster. The Panthers had to make 4 moves to get to the 75-man roster limit today, and we actually can report what those are.
Breaking news.
That was a breaking news sound. We don't have that.
Yeah, we need some kind of effect there.
Yeah, so here's what we've got. The 4 moves for the Panthers. Wide receiver DeAndre Presley is going to be placed on reserve, physically unable to perform. And then three players will land on IR. Matt Blanchard, the quarterback, D.C. Jefferson at tight end, and Kevin Matthews, the center. So those three land on IR, and of course Blanchard, as we talked about before, suffered that concussion against the Pats game. So with those four moves, the Panthers are now at 75. They had to be at 75 by 4 p.m. today.
Okay.
And of course, you had to be at 53 by 4 p.m. on Saturday. So that's where we stand.
Well, no surprises there. Really, the one that jumps out is Blanchard because of the current quarterback situation.
Right.
And, you know, before we move further, there was the question before, would the Panthers keep three quarterbacks or two going into the season? I think now it almost seems imperative to keep three.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, we know Cam's not going to play Thursday against the Steelers. We think he's going to play week one against the Bucks, but can we say with confidence come Saturday at 4 o'clock that that's the case? So, I mean, I think Joe Webb has earned the right to be on this team, period. Of course, tough decisions have to be made all the time, and good players don't make the team all the time. But you put all that together, and, I mean, I think it has to add up to three guys being on the roster.
Well, Max, thanks for breaking that story.
No problem.
We'll give you full credit on Twitter for breaking that story. Let's talk real briefly about defensively, because we know in that Patriots game, kind of getting back to where we were, the residual effects from the Patriots game, we know defensively third down was quite a head-scratcher, wasn't it?
I mean, yeah, it was tough. I mean, we were playing against Tom Brady, too. I mean, he was 17 of 21. Those are great numbers. That's not acceptable from the standpoint of this defense, and particularly on third down, particularly not being able to get pressure on him, got him in a lot of third down situations. They didn't, you know, they were obviously they had the long touchdown, but they kind of nickel and dimed our defense a good amount, and unfortunately that carried over to third down. I think third and 19 situations, I believe,
yeah,
where we had him pinned back and a penalty and a big play. And obviously, I mean, third and 19, you know, you're getting your punt returner ready to go back, and that's tough, you know, to handle all the way around.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I'll throw this in there. Obviously, Tom Brady was, you know, terrific. New England really executed at a very high level, performed very well offensively, and the Panthers struggled. But Luke Kuechly's in there for the first two series, and Tom Brady in that offense didn't move the ball very well. And I think, you know, we talk about how important he is to this defense. And I think it showed there, he might not have to make every play, but his presence alone and getting that defense set plays a big part. And when he was out there, it was a different game, and the Panthers looked pretty good on the defensive side of the ball. So, again, we all know how important he is to this defense, and, you know, I think he's dealing with a little thumb injury right now. He was limited to 15 snaps in that game, but let's remember that he's going to play a very important role in this defense, and they'll be happy to have him back on the field.
Hey, I totally agree with you on that, because if you look at some of the things the Patriots did, and it's good that it's on film, because anytime you have a rough game like that, it's on film, because I dare say that film will be available for viewing in Tampa and available for viewing in New Orleans and Atlanta, and anytime. I'm thinking one of the plays in particular, anytime you see your linebackers kind of get put on an island and they run that wheel route out of the backfield and everybody else is in man coverage, I mean, you know you're going to see it again. And it's weird because you saw it against you saw it against Kansas City when they went to the formation with the tight end opposite twins or trips. And then you saw it again against New England. It's probably something teams are going to try to do. Now, I do know if you go to our first-team defense with Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly, especially if you go back and look at that film of the New Orleans game at the end of the year, they had Sproles and all those backs on lockdown when they came out of the backfield.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we will see our defense rise to the occasion. You brought up the latest roster cuts. Early in the week, there were a few moves to get us closer to the limit for today. Veteran Tyquan Underwood and Keloua Polaris. So they were two of four receivers released early in the week. Now you add Presley. So you're down five in the receiving core. We're starting to see this group take shape, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, that's, of course, you know, the reality of this thing. I mean, you know, Tyquan Underwood, a guy that had a good amount of success in this league. In a backwards way, you can say that that's a good sign for the Panthers, that a player with that talent is somebody that they can feel like they can move on from in the first round of cuts. And, you know, still kind of the same at the top, I feel like. I mean, Kelvin Benjamin obviously is not going anywhere. You know, we feel good about Jericho Cotri and Jason Avant as veterans that will be in the mix. Obviously, this last preseason game, I think we'd like to see them get a little more involved in things than they have been the last couple of games. And Brenton Burson continues to play well, and Tavares King as well. I mean, Burson has been probably the second most productive close to Kelvin Benjamin so far in the preseason, and really feel like he's solidified his spot. And
do you guys think he's a lock? I mean, let's put you out on the limb. You feel like he's a lock?
I mean, I said this in the mailbag. I just said it would be a surprise if he was not on this roster. It would absolutely surprise me. So I think he's done everything you could ask him to do. It's been a gradual kind of progression for him year to year. And we know what these coaches think of him. They're fond of the way he works, conducts himself, the consistency. So I'd be surprised, Mike.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it has nothing to do with anything, but he is a good football player. I mean, hey, the Wofford connection is great. The local story is a great story. In fact, we're probably going to follow up on that. But he is a good football player and a good receiver.
Right, and it doesn't hurt that, you know, that group we're talking about, if that ends up being the receivers, you know, Philly Brown's another guy that we may talk about that's in the mix. He has more experience in this offense than any of those other guys, obviously. I mean, you have veterans in that group, but nobody that's been in this offense before.
Well, let's get to some more fan questions.
All right, we've got Weston Howard on Facebook who asks, which of the rookies other than Kelvin Benjamin will make the biggest impact on the team this year?
Go ahead. Brian, you go first.
I thought you were going to take off.
Well, he asked the question.
I asked the question to answer.
All right.
I don't need you guys. I'll do this show myself.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. If you were going to ask me, the first thing that comes to mind would be probably B'nai Benwickery. And I think, you know, we talked about Trey Turner. I think we'll maybe mention him again here in this segment. But Benwickery competing at that nickel corner spot. This defense plays a lot of nickel. The NFL in its entirety is playing a lot of nickel right now. And it's just a very important position. What they're asked to do, being close to the line of scrimmage, the guys they're asked to cover. And I know he was a late-round pick, but I think he's been pretty impressive throughout training camp, preseason. I think this coaching staff likes what he's brought. I thought he was pretty impressive, actually, in that New England game, as you're seeing some highlights now. And I think he's going to have a big impact. You know, I think he's going to get a lot of key snaps. And for as good as that front seven is, they're trying to figure out some answers in the back end. I think B'nai could be an answer to some of those questions.
I think we were just stalling. I think Brian and I both zoned out at the same time.
Yeah.
It rarely happens.
Rarely.
You know, normally we ham and egg it and can pick it up for each other. But anyway, I'm going to say I have to say Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Because when I look at what's going on with the offensive line, and when I looked at the way he came into this thing and played as if it wasn't too big for him, and he showed a lot of confidence in the first preseason game, and I expect him to very quickly assimilate into that offense. Is that a word?
That's
line?
A great word. Yeah.
Oh, that's not baby formula, is it? I didn't say that.
That's close.
But anyway, I expect him to become a valuable part of that offensive line.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll go, you know, you think about, he's going to be a starter. That's the plan, at least. You know, B'nai is, you know, could get starter snaps, potentially. You don't know how that's going to play out a lot, but I think the Panthers would be in the nickel a good amount of the time. Another guy that might be starting in a different way that's a little off the radar is Philly Brown, who I mentioned a minute ago. That's, you know, that's the undrafted guy that's a rookie in the group that I'm keeping my eye on still. Obviously, with the move involving Kay Aloha, it increases the likelihood that he's going to be our returner, and Kenyon Barner
absolutely.
With the trade. And, you know, we know how important that can be from a momentum standpoint, you know, in a positive and a negative way as far as what a returner does. So that's kind of the guy that I hope has a big impact.
All right, let's take one more.
All right, one more. Let's see. Bishy Salmon on Twitter asks, how well is Cam Newton going to be for week one, and is our defense going to be even better than it was last year?
Well, Cam Newton, I mean, it's hard to comment. I just know that that the team will not put him at risk, and that they will put him on the field when he's, one, healthy, and two, able to protect himself as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to run him out there if he is not 100%. Now, what did Coach say the other day? He's confident.
Yeah, right. He's optimistic. He often is optimistic. I am too, though. Actually, it's interesting, this question. I got a very similar question for my Ask Brian mailbag, which I posted literally before we came
The
air. So you guys can go to the website and read my answer. I'm not going to say
he has a mailbag. He has a mailbag.
That's true.
Yours is just electronic.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Mike.
But anyway.
No, but I'm not even going to answer the question then. You can just read it on the website. No,
that's right.
No, but, I mean, the thing is, I agree the team's not going to put him in harm's way. But if he's out there, he will be, you know, he will look like he's 100% because you get the adrenaline flowing, you get him going, he is not going to back down from any situation.
We know that. We know that for sure. Well, let's talk real quickly about what's ahead. I know what's ahead in about 10 minutes. We need to get out to the practice field. Practice today and then walkthrough tomorrow. Team travels to Pittsburgh also tomorrow. And as always, you guys will have full game coverage on the print side. On the video side, we'll have plenty of interviews. Final roster cuts coming this weekend.
Yep.
And then it's OFR. Y'all know what that means, right? On for real. Hey, as always, we promise to stop talking before you stop listening or before practice starts today. This is Mike Kraft. I'm going to have Brian Strickland, Max Henson, Dan LaTaraca. Glad to see you back over there, able to mix it up, Wiz. Great job. Good to see you, buddy. Glad you're doing better. Hey, we'll see you right here, same place, same time, on Panthers.com.